There won't be an Atka mackerel or Pacific cod fishery in the Western Aleutians until at least 2015. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Burgess ruled today that the National Marine Fisheries Service would have 23 months to assess the impact of its stellar sea lion protection measures in the region. The agency shut down the Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fisheries in 2011 after determining that they were adversely affecting the endangered western stock of stellar sea lions. Fisheries groups and the state of Alaska sued NIMS over the closures. In a January ruling, Judge Burgess upheld the restrictions but ordered the agency to prepare an environmental impact statement, noting that their initial assessment had not given the public sufficient opportunities to participate. Today's ruling gives NIMS almost 2 years to prepare a more comprehensive statement and 9 months after that to decide whether any changes to the current rule are warranted. The plaintiffs had argued for a much shorter timeline that would have potentially allowed for reopening the fisheries in 2014. The closures are estimated to cost the industry more than $80 million per year. Under today's ruling, the earliest potential reopening is January 2015.